All right, is the governor standing by? All right, let's go there now. Governor Rauner. At 7:23, we're live from Crystal Gardens and Navy Pier, and we're getting we're setting the stage, actually, for a big hiring fair for vets today. Vets will come here today. They'll get jobs, and Lakeshore Paws is picking up the cost for vets to adopt dogs as well, so it's a good day, as all Veterans Day should be. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. I hope you're having a very blessed Veterans Day today.
Thank you for that. Is there a veteran in your life you'd like to remember or recognize?
Well, there are several. We have many members of my family. My father was a Navy veteran from the Korean War. My great-uncle served in World War II, and many of my cousins are active-duty military, and God bless them all.
No doubt about it. You doing breakfast today?
Yeah, so here in Springfield this morning, I'm at the Hy-Vee grocery store. We're serving free hot breakfast to veterans around Sangamon County, which is wonderful. And then I'm going to drive up with our team to Champaign-Urbana, and the Champaign West Rotary Club is hosting a very wonderful Veterans Day event with many veterans and ceremonies. We'll do that later this morning, and then we'll drive back to Springfield this afternoon, and our Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting a Veterans Day event as well. It'll be meeting with many veterans here.
Governor, good morning. I know this day is very important to you. You've just announced also a military holiday card drive. Talk about that a little bit. It's in partnership with the USO?
Well, yes, that's right. We have two major initiatives I'd like to tell you, all your listeners, about. One is we're partnering with the USO of Illinois for the 2016 holiday card drive. And basically, we've got from now until the end of November for everybody to send in holiday cards to active-duty military men and women and veterans via the USO of Illinois, which is at 333 South Wabash Avenue on the 16th floor in Chicago, 60604. But you can send cards there, and then those will be dispersed to veterans and to active-duty military around the world through the USO. It's a wonderful program.
Did you say there was a second initiative you wanted to mention?
Yeah, so the other thing, obviously, we're all today spending the day honoring, remembering, and celebrating our veterans and our active-duty military men and women. But we in Illinois decided this past year we want to go beyond that. So the entire month of November, through our Department of Veterans Affairs, we've started something called Serving Those Who Serve. The entire month of November. Basically, we're encouraging everybody in Illinois who'd like to get involved and give back, find ways to help our veterans. You can come to Illinois.gov, the website, Illinois.gov, and click on the button that says Serving Those Who Serve. And if you enter your zip code, you'll get printed out a list of all the projects, the initiatives going on within your part of the state or within your neighborhood that you might be able to participate in, whether it's foods service, whether it's construction for housing for veterans, whether it's mentoring or tutoring or training, whether it's, clothing drives, whatever. There are many, many initiatives to help veterans who need our support. They're listed all there around the state at Illinois.gov, Serving Those Who Serve. And we're encouraging everybody throughout the month of November to get involved with that.
It's both very good ideas, and we'll post both to the Steve Cochran Show pages at Twitter at Cochran Show, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, and, of course, you can get the podcast and all the details at WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio app. All right, a couple of political things before I let you go, and that is, where are we on the budget situation, and are the four tops going to be meeting with you anytime soon?
Well, we're very focused on trying to get prompt bipartisan action to get a truly balanced budget alongside reforms to grow our economy and create more jobs, which is critically important for our prosperity, along with the reforms to protect taxpayers. We have formally invited the four leaders in the General Assembly to meet with us on Monday, either in Chicago or Springfield. My understanding is three of the four leaders have so far responded affirmatively to that, and we're hopeful that we'll get this come together and we'll set a good positive tone for the upcoming meetings with the General Assembly.
And I think you know this. I was not a Trump supporter, but I'm saying now, and I'd be curious to get your take on this, and Andrea brought this up off the air as well, there's no options here other than support the president-elect, in my mind and in my view, because this is how we move forward as a country. And I was heartened by President Obama and Donald Trump, two people that don't like each other very much, as they've made it clear in the past, doing the right thing for the office he holds and the office that Trump is about to take over. It's just too important not to try to find a unified path going forward. Where are you on that?
Well, Steve, I strongly, strongly agree with you. I think it's very important that we put this election behind us. Elections are tough, and this one was particularly difficult and grueling. And we focus on today and the future and making Illinois strong and a wonderful place for everyone on an inclusive basis, wonderful place for everybody who lives in Illinois. And we do the same thing for America. You know, when I first became governor, one of the earliest things I did was travel to Washington, D.C., visit President Obama in the White House, meet with his leaders of his various departments. And over the past 2 years, I've talked with them and tried to have a good, positive working relationship with leaders in the Obama administration. I think that is very much in the interest of the people of Illinois. And I'll try to do the same thing with the Trump administration, try to work with them and do good things, bipartisan basis, to help the people of Illinois.
Just sounds funny to hear Trump and administration back-to-back. I thought we were playing Jeopardy for a second. Last word for you, Andrea.
And so, Governor, just to reiterate again, the USO program, the cards, which you can now donate to, and then your other initiative, too, that all is in effect right now. So if people want to start sending the cards, the holiday cards, they can start doing that now?
Yes, exactly right. We're underway. We're partnering with the USO of Illinois. It's the 2016 Holiday Card Drive. USO of Illinois is located at 333 South Wabash Avenue on the 16th floor in Chicago, 60604. From now through November 30th, through the end of the month, folks can coordinate with USO, send in cards, and those will be dispersed to our military active duty and their families, along with some veterans. That's a very, very special initiative. It's much appreciated by our men and women in uniform. And the other initiative, very important, everybody can get involved around the state. Come to Illinois.gov and click on the button, Serving Those Who Serve. Type in your zip code, and you'll get a list of the various projects and initiatives and programs around the state where you can volunteer or members of your family can participate to help veterans in all sorts of different ways. And so it's a wonderful initiative that goes on the entire month of November.
As Governor Rauner, the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, which provides scholarships in Illinois for military family members, is one of our sponsors here today. I know you're familiar with Mr. Slaby and the work he does, but I also, Governor, am pleased to note again the work of Fifth Third Bank, because you've very actively encouraged businesses to get involved in veterans' causes, and they are one of the best, and that they're the folks funding this job fair today.
Well, they're wonderful. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. It's terrific to see that support. And, you know, in Illinois, it's so wonderful the way, whether it's our small businesses or our families come together to support our veterans and support each other. And Illinois is such a wonderful, warm, welcoming, inclusive place, and our veterans are our heroes. They are our heroes. They sacrifice to keep us safe, defend our democracy and freedom and America's values around the world. And we owe them an incredible debt of gratitude we can never fully repay. But things like today, celebrating and honoring them is so wonderful and so special. We've done everything we can in our administration to sponsor bills and sign legislation to support veterans and their families. And Diana and I, for years, as private citizens before going into public service, we've been very involved in whether it's honor flights for our veterans, whether it's the Navy SEALs Foundation,
sure,
the Scholarship Fund, or honor flights. We've always tried to get involved and help our veterans, and we encourage everybody to do the same. They're our heroes.
Thanks for your time, Governor, and good luck with breakfast today. Don't burn anything.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. Have a very blessed Veterans Day.